Yutas Nisan Siman Kuf Gimel Halacha Yudbeis, and we're going to Siman Kuf Dal Halacha Vav. So we're continuing to discuss the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, and one of the concerns is who is our kids going to end up hanging out with, because they could be with kids that have a bad influence. So the kids of Shulchan Aruch teaches us a person's obligated to watch over his children and anyone of his household, that they shouldn't go and take walks and be in the company of what's called Kalei Das, people that are lightheaded, like you Kedoshim Ki Kodesh Hayom, meaning it fits the day itself, to try to make sure that the environment is a healthy environment. That's a powerful halacha. Another halacha, Mitzvah Yom Tov, when we finish Yom Tov, and we go into whether it's Chol HaChol HaMoed, like we just had, so by Mariv, one says, Atah Chanan Tanu, meaning an Atah Chanan Adam Das, and you do, you have the Adah on a cup. The Avdalah is very simple. It's Baruch Piyar Geffen and Hamad Mekodesh Chol, two brachas. We do not make a bracha on the Ner because we were allowed to use fire, and Besamim we also do not make. The reason for that is Mishmur actually says because there's no Nesham Yaseira, and on Yom Tov versus Shabbos where we have Nesham Yaseira, there's a certain fall. So in order to be mechazik ourselves, to strengthen ourselves, we actually smell, which is an amazing also insight into how a Neshama works. The Kizah teaches us that there's a custom also to have a little bit of an increase of food and drink on the day after the holiday. That means to say what's called Isuchag. There's beautiful different explanations. If you look in Pesukei Teshuvah, it's actually why, what exactly is the significance of Isuchag. Do you say Lam Natzeach? You don't say Lam Natzeach. And once said, then the Ben Ish Chai says also, it's like something that's given, you're giving birth to a new day because it's the result of the entire holiday. So either way, there's an Indian to celebrate it and to make it significant with eating and drinking. And that's what's called Isuchag. It's to bind one more day to the holiday itself. The custom is that we don't fast on that day, even a chazan and kala, and if they're getting married, even on a yortzeit. And when it comes to the Isuchag of after Shavuos, that's actually halachically, mitzad adin, that means that halachically you're not allowed to fast on that day, because if Shavuos will come out in Shabbos, and even time of Beis HaMikdash, so the day of actually shechting the korbanos, slaughtering the korbanos, was the day after Shabbos. So it was a real significant day. So it's still, we still treat it halachic terms as a real yontif. So of course we like to do malacha, but it's a very special day that needs to be celebrated. And when it comes to Pesach and Sukkos, they would always be able to sacrifice the korbanos on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Shavuos doesn't have Chol HaMoed. There's also a custom that will discuss this, that after Shavuos not to say Tachan for 6 days later, this is all part of what's called also the days of Hashlam, of making up for Shavuos itself. When it comes to Siman Kuvdal, which is the laws of Chol HaMoed, very complicated. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, in the Chavetz Chaim, in the beginning of his, in the Siman of Chol HaMoed, it discusses the first Siman in Chelek Vav in the Mishnah Berurah that discusses whether it's Daraisa or Rabbanan. Of course, it makes a difference in deciding, making a decision. So there are serious Rishonim, the serious side of on the Rishonim that say that it's Daraisa, and that's why we're very careful when we discuss whether something is permitted in Chol HaMoed or not. So it has that balance. It's a Moed, but it also has an aspect of Chol. So the kids will discuss this. It's also with Ksas Melachos, it's Mutam Sam Melachos. The simple understanding is that there's Daraisa and Chacham, we're given the power to define what's permitted and what's not permitted. And in general, it's to make sure that you facilitate and make the most out of the Yom Tov and not get involved. And that's the reason why technically there's no business. People who have days off during the year should really take the days off on Chol HaMoed, albeit that it doesn't always work out in the best way on a vacation level. But that's what the Yid does. And it ends up being to his benefit, of course. There's no people that spend money, the Rishonim say, on Chol HaMoed, don't lose out. So in as much as you're on Chol HaMoed, then we'll see the different levels of what it means. It's not Yom Tov, but it's also not a weekday. So as we're going to discuss, the first leniency, what we call it, it's really a general five categories of when it's permitted to do melacha, actual work, meaning an action that you usually wouldn't be allowed to do in Yom Tov, so you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. One of them is called Davar Avet, where there's a concern of a loss. And that's true even if it's only a suffix loss, where a person's not sure, something will have to the merchandise, etc. So he's allowed to sell. So that's one heter, and a person has to be very careful to do so, not to do so on Chol HaMoed, any melacha, Because Chazal says, "Kids are quotes from the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches, and Michal is Cholamoyed, Kid Oyved Avodah Zarah." Someone that profanes Cholamoyed is as if he served idol worship. He's an idol worshiper. That's quite a very powerful statement. Another statement that Chazal says, "A mevazet Cholamoyed," someone that belittles Cholamoyed, doesn't respect it in the proper way. So even though he has turned Muslim, doesn't have chilik alamabo. Again, a very powerful statement. What does mevaza mean to degrade cholamoyed? One of the kitzur explains that means the person doesn't honor it with food, drink, and clothing. So the clothing, Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't be exactly like yom tov clothing, but also it can't be weekday clothing. So it has to be a little bit better than weekday clothing. And whatever person is able to do so in clothing, there's actually opinions how much a person should have a meal, preferably night and day. But again, that's not a full obligation. And to drink wine. And there's a discussion if it's less than revis or has to be a revis, but that's 3.3 ounces during the day. One could have and fulfill the obligation. I suppose some say that even if you have a little bit, the idea is to honor the day and make sure that it's being respected. When it comes to what's called Melechas Tov Ha'omed, as we mentioned, the person could do it through another Jew too, even if he's going to pay him. So when there's a loss, a person's allowed to hire another Jew. But something that's not Tov Ha'omed, meaning it's only Tzorech HaMoed. So you're allowed to do actions that are for the benefit. Let's say I'm fixing my shirt. So the halacha is, when it comes to cooking, I could do a professional cooking. You don't have to do something different, a shinui in your cooking. But when it comes to fixing that to your shirt, it has to be what's called maise, not a maise uman. It has to be a maise hedyot, a simpleton's act. So therefore, the kitzur says, when something that's not davar, it's Tzorech HaMoed, you shouldn't do it to a Jew. Rather, it should be done to a non-Jew. If a person doesn't find a non-Jew and he himself can't do it, then it's muta even through another Jew, even if you have to pay him. When it comes to davar, that's only if you couldn't have done it before yantiv. But a person's not allowed to eat things for a yantiv and then say, "Well, it's a loss. I'm allowed to do so." You're not allowed to do something. It's called mechaven melachta b'moed. All malachas are also doing chol moed. If there's a Jew that needs to eat, doesn't have enough money to feed himself for Yom Tov, so then that's the right person to take to hire in order to make sure that he has what to eat. Nevertheless, it should be done in modesty, meaning to say that not in public, so people, because the people don't always know that that is the situation. You're not allowed to do so through a non-Jew, but the Tzorech Mitzvah, that's another head you're allowed to do. If a person, when it comes to malachas mutaras, meaning even actions that are permitted to be done, one is not allowed to do it for the benefit of a non-Jew. That includes, believe it or not, even cooking. To cook, now, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to cook in Yom Tov. That's Mamish Pashas Nisadoisa, to cook in Yom Tov for a non-Jew. Whole discussion, someone invites a Jew that's married to a non-Jew. So really, that food, best that it should be cooked before. Or the fact is that there's enough, you know, you're not being exact in the amount of pieces. So usually it doesn't happen. But there could be Mamish Hashayla of Malbe Bishvila, meaning you're adding more. So this is something one should be careful. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful night.